Hello everyone, welcome to the second episode of The Malaysian Life. This episode, as you can see from the title, is about indoor plants, the basics of it, or indoor plants 101 if you were to attend courses about indoor plants. So who are this episode is for? So this episode is for people who want to learn the basics of it, or people who are just curious and doesn't want to go too deep into it. So I've seen this trend picking up really fast since the first lockdown around March, April 2020. I know it started in March, but I'm talking about the trend of having indoor plants. Having plants in your house could have like beneficial effect. If you remember, there is this one time that the trend went really viral with sansevieria or snake plants. They were talking about how these plants are purifying their house. I mean, like, all of these plants have those natural air purifying effects because they absorb carbon dioxide and provide oxygen for us. So that's already good enough. And let's start. To find out if you're up for it, if you're an eligible plant parent, is basically to know the light condition of your spaces or room. So let's take my room for an example. My window, let me open up the compass app real quick. My window is facing like 46 degree of northeast. So it's not exactly an east-facing window, maknanya this window barely get like the sunshine in the morning or the sun ray in the afternoon. So it's basically my room is low light condition. So if I were to get like a plant that requires a lot of light, that plant maybe would survive, but it won't look good. Trust me. It would leave a lot of, it would drop a lot of leaf because simply it's just not meant for the space. Let me break down the ambiguity behind these light conditions. If you want to check the specific number of foot candle or the lux of the light intensity in your room, you can download this app called Light Meter on App Store. I believe there is the same app for Google Play Store as well. And where you could use this app to check the intensity of light from your window or from the space where you intend to put your plants at. And with that, you can use this one for your guidance. 2,000 to 5,000 foot candle of light are considered bright direct light. So if you have this type of light in your room, you're basically living a good life. Because this is for indoor plants, for outdoor plants, I'm sorry. So if your space have 1,000 to 2,000 foot candle of light, they are considered bright indirect light. So this is good for plants like Chinese evergreen, English ivy, birds of paradise, what else? Cantia palm, for this type of light. However, if your room light intensity is around 250 to 1000 foot candle, which is considered to be medium light, then you might want to have begonia. Begonia is really pretty. They have a variety of foliage. They even have polka dots on it and it blooms. It has flowers, or you could have damkin or orchids. You could have peace lily as well, or alocasia, because this plant would thrive in medium light. That would be a very rewarding plant for you to have. If your room is similar as mine, which is, you know, low light, medium light, depends on the time of the day, snake plant ZZ Plant, Spider Plant, Lucky Bamboo, Syngonium or Arrowhead, Philodendron, and Photos would thrive. Of course, there are more plants to name that would fit low light, but these are just some of the examples that you could have if your room has this type of light. So with that knowledge in mind, you would probably now understand that if you were to get a cactus because it loves bright indirect light, or it could tolerate bright direct light, but your room has a low light condition like mine, you would probably kill it in a very short amount of time because you simply doesn't have the right space for it. And it's not your fault. But seeing plants dying could be very frustrating, I understand. So if there are plants that I mentioned earlier that is not in your list, you can look it up on your browser and match it with your room or space light conditions. Hope this helped you on what type of plant that best suited for your space or room. Thank you for listening to this podcast and stay safe. Take care. Bye bye.